This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Chef Marco of Galbani Cheese. Welcome to this very special celebration, the unveiling of Italian Festival Way right here on Hurdle Avenue. Today we honor 50 years, that's half a century, of Italian heritage, culture, food, family, and community. The Italian Festival is a cherished tradition in Buffalo. This year it shines even brighter, marking its legacy with its dedication right here in North Buffalo. What started 50 years ago on Connecticut Street has grown into one of the largest and most beloved Italian festivals in the country. I know, I do about 12 of them all over the United States. We're here today to celebrate this incredible journey, those roots, and the people who have kept it alive, thriving generation after generation. The festival was started by the late, great Edward Porto, and today we're honored to be joined by his daughter, Judy Porto Fiorella, who now serves as festival president and continues the family legacy. We are thrilled to welcome a few guests who will help mark this occasion. I didn't think the board would be up here, so I wrote down, can I have the Italian Festival Board join me at the podium? You're all here, you're good? All right. This is a 100% volunteer board, and we thank you for your time, efforts, and dedication to this cherished event. These guys work hard. I was on the board for years, and it's tough. You get a bunch of Italians in a room, and it's difficult. Number one, there's too much salami, a lot of antipasto, and arguing like you wouldn't believe. Please welcome the woman who keeps this tradition strong, the president of the Galbani Italian Heritage Festival, Judy Porto Fiorella.
Thanks, Chef Marco. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today as we celebrate a truly historic milestone, the 50th anniversary of the Galbani Italian Heritage Festival. 50 years ago, a group of dedicated individuals came together on Connecticut Street with the vision to preserve and promote the rich traditions of our Italian heritage. The founding group included proud community leaders like Ed Porto and Mr. Mike Pinelli Sr., whose passion helped shape the very roots of this festival. What began as a small neighborhood gathering has grown into one of the largest cultural celebrations in Western New York. Excuse me, a little emotional. Today we honor that legacy with the official dedication of the street as Italian Festival Way, a lasting symbol of the pride, unity, and tradition that continue to define our community. This year's festival will be one to remember. We're excited to welcome an incredible entertainment lineup. Our newly named Pelicano's Marketplace Entertainment Stage, including national acts and beloved local talent. On Saturday night, Buffalo's own Frankie Shinta will be headlining with a special performance at 7:30. It's a moment you won't want to miss. As always, the festival is a celebration for the entire family, from our cultural activities to our Italian cuisine and performance that stirs the soul. This is more than a festival. It's a homecoming, a time to gather, to celebrate, and reflect on the rich heritage that has shaped our city. And with that, I will use one of Chef Marco's wordings. Come to our table and enjoy with all of us. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, Galbani Cheese, the Italian Festival Board, our city leaders, our volunteers, and the entire community for making this celebration possible. We look forward to seeing all of you July 25th to the 27th, right here on Hurdle Avenue as we toast 50 years and many more to come. Grazie and viva Italia.
Thank you, Judy. Note for next year, get a Kleenex sponsor. We're all in tears. Everybody's got tears. I'd like to introduce next to speak on the behalf of the Festival Board, members Peter LeGiacino, Danielle Salasavage, and Salvatore Denico. I know you guys are Italian, one at a time, though, okay? So.
Buongiorno, buongiorno a tutti. It's an honor to stand here today as Vice President of the Galbani Italian Heritage Festival as we prepare to celebrate 50 years of culture, tradition, and community. At its core, this festival is about honoring our heritage, the faith, family, and customs that our ancestors carried with them from Italy and passed down through generations. One of the most beautiful expressions of that heritage is our annual St. Anthony procession to our patron saint, which will take place this year at Friday evening at 6 p.m., starting at Lovering. We'll proceed down Hurdle Avenue westward to the Pelicano Marketplace main stage. With the music and the community gathered in prayer and celebration, it's a powerful reminder of the deep faith that has always been at the heart of the Italian-American life and led by the Sheriff's Mounted Division. We have to let them know that too. And for those who wish to join us in worship, we invite you to a special bilingual Italian-English Mass on Sunday, July 27th at 9 p.m. at the Pelicano's Entertainment Stage, another meaningful moment of reflection and unity with the cooperation of Holy Spirit Church. Throughout the weekend, we're proud to offer a number of cultural activities for all ages, from our famous grape stomping contest to the Sicilian puppet show, and hands-on crafts like the macaroni jewelry making and the Italian passport scavenger hunt. There'll be something for everybody and for all families to enjoy. We're especially proud this year to expand those cultural offerings in partnership with the Centro Culturale Italiano di Buffalo, the Italian Cultural Center, where the piazza will be filled with family-friendly programming and displays of Italian art and history, and educational activities for children and adults alike. And of course, no celebration of heritage would be complete without honoring the next generation. At our opening ceremonies on Friday evening, we will crown the new Miss Italian Festival, continuing a cherished tradition, and we'll also welcome back several of our former Miss Italian Festivals as well, who represent the pride, grace, and spirit of our community. As we celebrate 50 years of this incredible festival, let us also celebrate the values and culture that brought us here, and that will continue to inspire for the next 50. Grazie di cuore, and we can't wait to see you all here on Hurdle Avenue. Viva l'Italia.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sal Denico. I'm a proud member of the Italian Festival Board. As we celebrate this incredible 50-year milestone, we want to take a moment to recognize the people who bring heartbeat and the flavor to this festival, our beloved vendors. Some of our vendors have been with us from the very beginning, such as Muscarella's Cannoli, Angelo's Pastries, Mignon Sapio, and Pinelli's Fried Dough, 50 years of frying, grilling, baking, and serving up tastes of the tradition. Their commitment is nothing short of extraordinary, and we are so grateful for their dedication to this event and our community. We're also thrilled to welcome back so many returning vendors. And to say benvenuti to our new vendors joining us for the very first time this year. From arancini and cannoli to Italian sausage and sandwiches, they represent the rich diversity of our heritage, and we can't wait for you to enjoy what they have to offer. At this time, I'd like to introduce Danielle Salasavage, our treasurer.
Of course, none of this would be possible without our sponsors. A heartfelt thank you to our title sponsor, Galbani Cheese, for their continued support and partnership, not just this year, but over many years of celebrating Italian pride in Buffalo. We're proud to present all entertainment on the Pelicanos Marketplace entertainment stage, and we're grateful to Pelicanos Marketplace for stepping up to support our music, performances, and cultural presentations. For families joining us this year, we're especially excited about our expanded Piazza Familia, made possible by Foxy Delivery, who is generously sponsoring the family seating area all weekend long. Friends and family can enjoy their favorite foods, music, and activities comfortably together all weekend. As you walk Hurdle Avenue, you'll notice something extra special this year. New festival decor and flags lining the street, celebrating 50 years in bold color and pride. Plus, be sure to stop by the Aperol Spritz Piazza, where you can enjoy a refreshing cocktail and take in the vibrant atmosphere. To all of our sponsors joining us today, Centro Culturale Italiano di Buffalo, Creative Structures, the Big Timers Club, the Romulus Club, Carmen Gentile, and the Honorable Joe Fiorella, and all of our vendors and sponsors, past, present, and new, thank you for making this celebration possible. Your contributions are what make the Galbani Italian Heritage Festival more than an event. You make it a cherished tradition. Grazie mille, and here's to the next 50 years.
Thanks, guys. So today we make history by officially unveiling the stretch of Hurdle Avenue's Italian Festival Way, a permanent tribute to the Italian-American community and the cultural heartbeat it brings to Buffalo. To mark the occasion, we will also present a trailblazing flag that will proudly fly right here on Hurdle, a symbol of pride, unity, and celebration for years to come. Please welcome the Honorable Mayor of Buffalo, Christopher P. Scanlon.
Thank you, Chef. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming out here this morning, and it's a real pleasure for me to be here today, but I got to tell you, I'm a little nervous. While I was listening to the speakers, I told Chef Marco, I looked down on my wrist and saw a green and an orange bracelet, and I was nervous I was in the wrong part of town. I might not get out of here.
You threw yourself.
But it's great to be back here on Hurdle Avenue, and there's so many people that play such an integral role here in the success of this commercial corridor and in particular this festival. And I want to just take a moment to recognize a couple people and thank them. I want to thank my tremendous partner in government, Delaware District Council Member Joel Ferraletto, the members of the Buffalo Italian Heritage Festival Committee and the incredible work they do, as well as the incredible business owners and the residents here who help make Hurdle such a welcoming and vibrant destination for so many people. But today we're here celebrating 50 years of tradition as we unveil the Italian Festival Way trailblazing sign in honor of the 50th anniversary of the Buffalo Italian Heritage Festival, one of the City of Buffalo's most highly anticipated cultural events every year. But this sign is more than just a marker. It is a tribute to five decades of tradition, community, and heritage that have helped shape Buffalo's identity and spirit. From humble beginnings in Buffalo's historic Italian neighborhood to the thriving celebration that we see today on Hurdle Avenue, this festival has always been about family, culture, music, food, and not just celebrating it, but sharing it with others. It's also about honoring our Italian-American community and everything it has done for the city of Buffalo. It has contributed so greatly to the fabric of Buffalo, whether it's building successful businesses, raising tremendous families, or enriching our neighborhoods with that culture and civic pride. This honor designates and celebrates that legacy, that for five decades, the Buffalo Italian Heritage Festival has united our city. And this new street sign will serve as a permanent symbol of that legacy and a point of pride and community, not just during the festival, but all year long. So to everyone who has played a tireless role in bringing this festival to life each year, I thank you. I thank all the vendors, and especially all those who come out and enjoy and celebrate Italian heritage, Italian cultural, and this festival. To the Buffalo Italian Heritage Festival Committee, I congratulate you on 50 incredible years, and here's to 50 more. Thank you.
I'm going to make a note to get him like a t-shirt or a hat or something for the event.
There we go.
No more of that orange and green.
I'm safe now. I'm safe.
Please welcome our Delaware District Council member to say a few words, Joel Fiorella.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Want to acknowledge my colleague in government, Mayor Scanlon. Thanks for everything you do for the city, everything you do for Hurdle Avenue. Also want to recognize all of the board members for this festival, especially a shout out to the Porto family whose father helped start this event 50 years ago. And it's just incredible that you have generations later still part of this event, and it's really a tribute to the whole family's commitment to the Italian culture and to the city of Buffalo as a whole. Also want to recognize all of the board members. They spend all year working on this event. You know, the Sunday night this event will end, they'll close down all the tents, and the next week they'll start meeting for the next year. So there's so much work that goes into it. Everyone's a volunteer, and it is such an asset for not just North Buffalo, but for the entire region to celebrate Italian culture, Italian food, and the fact that the festival partners with the Italian Cultural Center. It's just wonderful, and I can't wait for it to start in a week. Also, want to recognize all the sponsors who helped make this happen. It's great to have a free family event right here on Hurdle for 3 days in the summer. And with that, I am going to give it back to Chef Marco. Again, congratulations to everyone who puts this event together. Thank you.
Thank you, Joel, Judy, the Festival Board. Thank you, Mayor. We'd like to give a huge thanks to Galbani Cheese, the returning title sponsor who's been part of this event for nearly 30 years. They are proud to call their Buffalo their home. They're right here on South Park Avenue. Their continued support helps make the festival what it is today, and an unforgettable experience of food, flavor, and familia. So don't forget to join us for the full celebration. The Galbani Italian Heritage Festival is happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 25th, 26th, and 27th, right here on Hurdle from Delaware to Lovering. Come hungry. Come ready to dance, shop, celebrate, and honor the beauty of Italian culture with friends, neighbors, and family. So in closing, thank you for being part of this historic event. Here's to 50 years of tradition and to the next 50 years on Italian Festival Way. Grazie mille. Enjoy the celebration.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.